Well, coming up in the next few days, of course, right after the Thanksgiving holiday, we turn the corner into Christmas, and in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton, that means Yule Fest this weekend. Lisa Steen Riggs joins us here this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the Danish festival. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Always fun to turn that corner, and you do it with a lot of Danish pride.
Yes, yeah, and we can't hardly believe it, but it is our 39th annual Yule Fest in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbolton. And it's always, usually, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not as much is going on, so we call it more the Friday, Saturday than November 24th and 25th. It's always following Thanksgiving. And we call it, you know, it's a great way to open up the Christmas season, and we call it kind of a Danish Christmas season. And Denmark's getting a lot of news media on this Danish word called hygge, and it's now in the Webster Dictionary. It's been in all kinds of articles, but it's a word they said that you can't translate, but basically it means hospitality, cozy, flickering candles, decorations, having your family around. And we think we play that up good, and we do it naturally. It's something we all grew up with. And as you know, the Danish villages were still like in the upper 40s as far as percent of Danish Americans. And, of course, we welcome all, but there's still a lot of people with the Danish blood. We live the Danish American way. We're proud Americans, but yet we remember our ancestry, our foundation that got us over here and got us started. And for Yule Fest, we have over 15, I call them unique shops, specialty stores, the winery, you know, our two museums, Bestemor's House, the genealogy, you know, we have the egg crate, and we have two really nice craft fairs. And there's always been the one at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and they're going to be both open Friday and Saturday, and it's their 26th annual. It's called Main Street Country Boutique, and they're going to have all kinds of repurposed furniture, signs, quilts, you name it, is going to be there. And then back again after a couple years' absence was the Kimbolton Town Hall is going to have a craft fair again, and it's called A Hometown Christmas. Friday and Saturday, and they also are serving soup and sandwiches, Jeannie's famous candies and cookies, and there's going to be a lot of vendors that are going to be set up in the Kimbolton Town Hall, and that is the only location that's doing any retail selling in Kimbolton, and we're excited to get the town hall opened up again. It's brand new. It's worth it just to go in and see it. I know there's going to be some great food there and then lots of neat items to purchase. Again, we're very proud of the restaurants that we have in town. And, you know, we got the Coffee Girl across the street from the windmill. We got the Village Cafe. And we got the Flour Mill that are all part of the Yule Fest vendors. And they're doing specialties. And I heard the Flour Mill was doing a great Dane pizza, and I think it has fricadella, medistapoles, Havarti cheese, a little bit of red cabbage, and this is just darn Yule Fest, and I had it last year, and it is to die for. It's just great. We have, you know, the little Danish workshop across from the windmill. He's just like Santa's helper. The things this guy can make, Beener Thompson, is fantastic. The nest egg is in the beauty shop right across the street from the windmill. She has all kinds of clothing, jewelry, scarves, purses, and more. It's kind of a mini version of her store in Atlantic. Of course, you know, we have our nonprofits, which is Bestemor's House. And I always tell people they got to go up there. You know, you think of historic homes as being these large mansions, but this house is just beautiful, and it tells the story of a Danish grandmother's house. And they have it all decorated back in the Victorian time. And they're open 1 to 4, and they have free admission over the weekend. And, of course, you know, our beautiful Museum of Danish America is open, and they have new exhibits. They have a beautiful museum design store. There's usually some coffee and some, you know, refreshments that they're serving. And the kids love to go there because they have a fantastic Lego play area. But you need to go upstairs and clear down to the basement to see it all and everything in between. We're very proud of the Museum of Danish America. And, of course, we have the Danish windmill that's, you know, dear to my heart. And, you know, it was brought over from Denmark in 1848. And back in January, we took the sails down because we thought they were rotten, and we're getting brand new sails that are being reconstructed, and they should be driving into town any day. I can hardly wait. We've had a lot of, you know, different problems he's had with these 267-foot fir timbers, but it should be soon. We have the trucking that's been donated by the Rasmussen Group in Denmark. But you need to come up, and you'll see the old sails laying on the ground. They're 40 years old, and it really shows you how massive they are and kind of explains why we can't rush this project. But we're very proud of the windmill, and we have a large Danish gift shop, and we just got a huge shipment from Denmark. Everything's out, and it's priced. And we try to fashion the store like an old-fashioned Christmas market. We try to celebrate the old-world traditions. We're serving glögg, and we have cheese samples. Of course, we'll have coffee. And then on Saturday, we have the Polar Run, and we call it the Naughty or Nissa instead of Nice. And a Nissa is a Danish elf. And we encourage people to dress up crazy Christmassy like elves, like little Nissas. And we're having the 5K Polar Run, and it starts at the Mermaid in Kemmelton at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. There is a registration down there in Kemmelton at the Mermaid for $20, and you get a Nissa hat, and we are having four categories of prizes. And when they get to the windmill, we'll have hot chocolate and glögg at the finish line at the Danish windmill, and that's Saturday morning. Of course, we have people that like the business. Henningsen Locker is they have their business in Atlantic, but we send a lot of people down there for the Danish special meats and cheeses. They make the great Rollepulse and the Dystopulse, and they have the Havarti cheeses, and they have everything else in between too. But Henningsen Locker is always a participant of Yule Fest, and they're there again for Yule Fest 2017. Saturday night from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Fire Station, our business club called the Better Elkhorn Club, they've done it for probably over 75 years, are serving free pancakes and sausage. And that's at the Elkhorn Town Hall from 5 to 7. And after that, you must go to the Christmas concert. It's our annual Yule Fest concert. It starts at 7 p.m. I know this year they're having a local choir. They have local musicians. It's sure to get you in the Christmas spirit, too. And, of course, the fun shop is the Egg Crate Antiques. As you know, it's located in an old candling factory where they process the eggs back in the day. And so they have it named the Egg Crate Antiques, and they got 50-plus dealers, and they have antiques, DIY stuff, sheets of junk. You know, everybody's junk is somebody else's treasure. Is that how they say that, Jim? I don't know. But quilts, clothing, jewelry, and, again, that's the Egg Crate Antiques. And then when you go to Kimbleton and you go north, and then on Highway 44 you head towards Harlan, go west, this is the second time that the Rusty Rooster and Two Crazy Ladies are having an old-fashioned country Christmas, and this is west of Kemmelton on Highway 44. And again, we have maps online and at all these businesses and here at the Danish Windmill, but they'll have hot cider there, and they have all kinds of vintage collectibles, and they're open both Friday and Saturday.
Well, it's always,
who am I forgetting?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's always kind of neat that you have so many traditions that you continue from year to year, but not afraid to try a few new things, too.
Oh, we love it. You know, Santa Claus is still running around. You know, we never know where he's going to be, but you have to be on the lookout. You know, and also, you know, you got to get out to the winery, the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines, and they're doing samplings and tours, too. So, again, we have food, we have gifts, we have exhibits, we have the Polar Run, we have music. We really are proud of what we offer in the Danish villages for our 39th annual Yule Fest.
You betcha. And that pizza sounds interesting. I guess that's the ultimate open-faced sandwich.
It is. And it's just, I love that people experiment and do fun things, and it really is good, you know, along with our Kringle from the village cafe. You know, we just kind of have it all. The coffee girl, I know she's having a specialty panini sandwich, and she also makes her own Daisy Girl bath and body products. And she's been written up in Midwest Living. And I think she actually has a 10% off purchase for the Yule Fest days.
Very good. Not just for the guys, not just for the gals, and it's certainly good for the kids, too. So bring the whole family up to the Danish villages here this weekend and enjoy the 39th anniversary of Yule Fest. And I also want to throw in, too, Lisa, you talked about the windmill and the progress there. Are you still raising funds?
Yes, we always will take more funds because we don't know what to expect, what obstacles are going to be in our way. We have the main part of it paid for, but we're just kind of having a little contingency fund because we just don't know, we don't know if we can, the cranes, how many days we're going to need it, and they're quite expensive. We have to have the big powered cranes and the aerial lifts and just... We want things to go smooth, but we never know. So we want to be prepared for anything that could happen.
Very good. So if that's close to your heart and you take a look at that up there, the ongoing project, and want to make that donation, you can always do that this weekend, too.
That's right.
Very good.
Make sure you get to the Genealogy Center. I think I forgot that one.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to talk Danish heritage, you've got to talk genealogy, too.
Oh, and it's fantastic. And they're doing some fun exhibits and activities, and I think there's cookies, too.
Oh, there you have it. Even more reason.
Right.
Very good. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. And come on up and join us. We invite everybody. It's a very affordable.